After the tea break, Matthieu Ricard, wearing maroon and saffron monk's robes like the Dalai Lama's, took the presenter's chair next to His Holiness. "From the translator's seat," said Allen, "I will very briefly introduce Matthieu, who came first to Asia in 1967 and has been living there since 1972. As Matthieu tells it, his life really started on June 2, 1967, the day when he first encountered the great Tibetan master Khonjur Rinpoche, his root teacher in Tibetan Buddhism. Matthieu Ricard felt overwhelmed by the master's peaceful compassion, wisdom, and mountain-like inner strength. Just 21, Matthieu lived in the Himalayan town of Darjeeling with the Rinpoche for 3 weeks, and though he did not know it yet, his life's direction had changed forever. While a graduate student, Matthieu worked with a Nobel laureate making discoveries of his own in genetics. And while still in graduate school, he wrote his first book. But finally, the pull of the spiritual quest became so strong that Matthieu dropped his scientific career and settled into the life of a Tibetan practitioner under the tutelage of Khonjur Rinpoche. Once Khonjur passed away, Matthieu became a monk and the personal attendant of Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche, spending 12 years with him, writing a book about his teacher after he died. Although in his capacity as translator, he has worked closely with the Dalai Lama, that morning Matthieu was in what could be an awkward position for any Tibetan Buddhist monk, as he was quick to acknowledge. Matthieu himself then began, "It's a bit odd for me to explain anything about Buddhism in the presence of His Holiness. I feel like a small schoolboy taking an exam. And as an ex-scientist, I feel the same way also in front of so many learned persons. Anyway, we have to pass exams from time to time," he said with a good-humored smile. The first task Matthieu set himself was to address the gap between the Buddhist and English terms for emotion. He explained, "The English word emotion comes from the Latin root emovere, something that sets the mind in motion, whether towards harmful, neutral, or positive action. In Buddhist terms, on the other hand, one would call emotion something that conditions the mind and makes it adopt a certain perspective or vision of things. It doesn't refer necessarily to an emotional burst arising all of a sudden in the mind, which may be closest to what scientists would study as an emotion. In Buddhist terms, such an event would be called a gross emotion, when, for example, it's clear you are either angry or sad or obsessed.